Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we are live on the air today with Psychics Gone Wild. I'm your host for today, filling in. This is Kelly C. with Birth Cards. We're doing free card readings today with Cards of Destiny. We have several psychics lined up this week. Psychic Jethro is on Saturdays. And I believe that's, I think it's Saturdays at noon. I probably should check that time to be sure. On Sundays, we have Sondra Green, and she is hosting at 3 p.m. I normally host on Thursdays at 1 p.m., and I'll be there on Thursday also. And today I'm here kind of doing a fill-in where we've had some people sick and calling in and whatnot, so we're on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. Let's see, Jethro's book by Kay and Jethro Smith of Living in the Psychic Realm, published by Barnes & Noble, is available. It can be ordered through Barnes & Noble bookstores. To book a psychic reading with Jethro, the number to call is 928-284-0437. Let's see, also you can find him at jethrosmith.net, also Psychic Jethro at, let's see, I believe it's AOL.com, and jethropsychic at gmail.com. So any of those ways you can reach him. His website's usually good, and the phone number's good. Oh, we're here today with Psychic live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild, and I'm Kelly, I'm your host today. We are doing Card of Destiny readings. Anyone who would like to call in, our call-in number is 773-897-6461. If you do not have a phone and you'd like to listen in over the computer lines, our web address here is http://, and it's TOBTR, those last three is for Blog Talk Radio, obviously, .com. It's /S/, and our episode is 300-3461 dot number sign at Blog Talk Radio. And this is where we're on. We're on Blog Talk Radio today, live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. Let's see. Again, Jethro has his segment on Saturdays. I believe it's Saturdays at noon, and then Sondra Green is on Sundays at 3. I'm normally on Thursdays from 1 to 3, and today I'm filling in for someone who wasn't feeling well from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. And I think we're just going to, I'm just going to kind of do some informational stuff here with some of the cards, because I figured out that was really kind of an interesting thing, kind of, you know, give some information to some of our listeners and allows people to kind of figure out what we do here. Let's see. I have a grandchild that happened to be born this year on February, or no, not this year, forgive me. He had his first birthday there on February 11th, and he was born in 2011. Let's see what kind of information it gives me on him here. Let's see. Well, it would help if I would plug in the correct things at the correct location. that one is an Ace of Spades. Let's see. Okay. And this thing is really not cooperating for me today. Alrighty. Anyway, there we go. Okay. And we're going to try that again. Okay. I know his is February 11th. And his year is 2011 here. Let's see. 2011. There we go. Lots of 2s and 11s in his. Okay. Right. So he is a little Ace of Spades man. And let's see. His planetary ruling card is the Nine of Spades. That's one thing that we can do is, doesn't matter how old, of course, obviously, with the, when you get a birth record, you know, a report done or whatever for a younger child, you know, needless to say, it's, you know, when it mentions things like work and whatnot, it's like, obviously that applies more to, you know, schooling, but it can deal more with their emotional states, and it's like what you really get is more of a sense of, you know, what, how you can interact with your child fairly well as a parent. It's like one of the things that we that I do offer is for relationship reports, and this can be applicable for parents and children, for spouses, if you have friends, if you have business partners, potential business partners, if you have people that, you know, you want to know, gee, is this a good idea to, you know, get involved with this person doing this? And it's like, what it kind of gives you is an indication, possibly, of what they, you know, what your influence together would look like, and, you know, the strengths and the weaknesses, and so on. Well, for this little guy here, a little Ace of Spades person, the Ace of Spades is called the card of ambition, but it's also the Magi card. The Ace of Spades is the ancient symbol of the secret mysteries, the most spiritual card in the deck, and yet also the most ambitious and materially oriented in many cases. It's called the Magi card because the Ace of Spades was and still is a symbol used by many of the esoteric schools of knowledge, among them the Order of the Magi, whose members are responsible for the preservation and dissemination of this card system that we are now reading about and working with. The Ace of Spades person usually has a lifelong conflict between their material worldly urges and their deep past life spiritual heritage. Usually the Ace of Spades person is either highly materialistic and driven by his or her work and career, or highly spiritual and esoteric minded. Their karma card, the Seven of Hearts, suggests trials in the realms of relationships, family, and friendships. They're learning to let others be themselves and how to love them unconditionally. Sometimes the lessons are very painful. In the end, these people become very loving and considerate of others. Their mission is to find the inner peace that comes through a life of service and dedication to higher principles. As their karma from previous births is discharged, they come to realize this and learn to follow the unwritten law. In many ways, they have put themselves upon the cross. Whenever they deviate from the law or disregard their spiritual nature, they seem to be unjustly punished. Those Ace of Spades who are most materially minded seem to have one problem after another. However, when they do follow higher principles and listen to their inner voice, they're guided and protected, finding the inner peace they seek through awareness of their wealth of spirit. Some of the Ace of Spades issues concerning relationships. The success or failure of the Ace of Spades relationships depends mostly upon whether or not they're taking a more spiritual approach to their life in general. Those who are more materialistically minded find themselves challenged again and again in the areas of love. Emotional attachment brings continual pain. There can be betrayal and disillusionment over and over until they see their own subtle attachments that lie at the root of these problems. Personal fulfillment in love is delayed for most of them until they have reached some level of non-attachment to others and have learned how to give themselves the love they seek from others. Theirs is a difficult path in relationships, but not impossible. At heart, they're very loving and giving, with precious dreams of love that await fulfillment. This ideal relationship is not beyond their capability, but it usually comes later in life rather than earlier. So that is for the Ace of Spades in general. Now, with this one, the planetary ruling card for this particular person, the Nine of Spades as a planetary ruler, says this ruling card. And what the planetary ruling card is, it acts like a second birth card to give a new slant on your personality, character traits. It's very important in terms of your personal relationships since it represents a part of you that you identify with strongly, and it's most akin to what we'd call an ascendant sign or a rising sign and under the astrological rules. But the Nine of Spades as a planetary ruler, this ruling card tends to make you a kind-hearted and giving person and one who understands the suffering that some people have to go through in this life. For this reason, others may come to you to talk about their problems and to be consoled. You are essentially a giver, and it seems that whenever you do things with selfish motivation, you have many problems instead of satisfaction. You may have experienced some personal losses in your life. And your own health may be a concern from time to time. In this lifetime, you are learning to disassociate yourself from your personal concerns and adopt a more universal view of life. You will have some profound spiritual awakenings that will open up new doors of understanding and experience. And in this one, I went ahead and I looked at the yearly reports, auspicious events occurring at age one. It's like, okay, for a small child like this, like I said, there's they can find their true purposes here, but it's more likely that the parents of this child would find, be at least be made aware of the child's purpose in life and so on and so forth. Each year, most people's birth and planetary ruling cards move to a different location in what we call the grand solar spread. Each position has a unique significance and is described in the section about the displacement card. However, some of these positions are more significant and represent times in life when special events will occur. There are also special events determined by our age and by certain cards that fall into prominent positions in the yearly spreads. This section of your report defines what, if any, these auspicious events will be or will occur for this year, and then the text gives further emphasis to their unique importance in the overall fabric of your cards for this time of your life. And of course, if you're out there and anyone listening, and if you would be interested in having a report done, this is one of the other things that I do, is I offer the printed reports, a birth card report for a year for $30, and our relationship report, so you have to have the birth dates of both people to do that one. That's also targets what the strengths and weaknesses of a particular couple might be. And that is also for $30. Shipping is free. And then there's one we have that is called the Life Report. And it covers about a 20-year time period. And it's like, for, you know, if you're interested in getting that one, you designate what time period, you know, whether you'd like either some of your past years reflected, or whether you, you know, to the present and to the future, or whether you all want it all future-oriented. And those I do for $49. And those are, again, the shipping is free. And to obtain those, if you either call me at 719-289-4907, leave a message, it's like that, we'll, I make sure you leave your name and number, and I will return calls in anywhere from 24 to 48 hours after I receive calls. I will always call you back. Either that, or I have a Gmail address, which is kcbirthcards@gmail.com, and you can direct inquiries to get information and so on from there. I'm working on getting my website set up. Jethro is kind of our web person, and it's like I have been the computer, I don't know what the heck I'm doing person here, so he's been trying to help us kind of get up to speed and get our websites up and going. Let's see. Okay. Well, and we have, let's see, oh, we had some people in the chat room here. Let's see. Okay. Let's see if there's anything going on here. Just do a little bit of chat here while I'm doing. Okay, just asking if anyone here has a question today. And of course, it's easier to talk with you right now. We have the lines are open. Let's see, and I think I hit resume. Okay, there we go. Anyway, our call-in line is 773-897-6461, and that's to talk with us live here on the air. We also, if you are at a computer and you don't have telephone, our web address here is http://tobtr.com/s/300-3461, and it's the number that is at Blog Talk Radio. So if you are interested in calling in, let's like do that. Okay, I'm not multitasking real well here. I'm trying to look at what's going on in the chat room while I'm doing this. Anyway, and then there's Jethro and Kay and Jethro Smith. Their his book, Living in the Psychic Realm, published by Balboa Press. It came out in October for 3 weeks in a row. It's been on Balboa's bestseller list. And it's pretty well written. Gives some really descriptive things on there. And let's see, they can. I know that I had to get mine by ordering mine through Barnes & Noble, so I know Barnes & Noble has them. I'm not sure. I believe Jethro, you can get those on his site, and I believe that's jethrosmith.net, you know, www.jethrosmith.net, and you can order those books from him right there. You can also set up and schedule a reading with Jethro. Let's see, what else here? Okay, we also have Sondra Green on Sundays at 3, and Jethro, of course, is with us hosting here on Psychics Gone Wild on Saturday mornings, or Saturday noons, I guess. I am usually, my normal spot is Thursdays from 1 to 3, and I'm doing a little bit of fill-in today from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We've had people, whatever's going across the nation, it's like people calling in sick. So anyway, but we are here today with Psychics Gone Wild. And our guest line is, our call-in line is 773-897-6461. Again, our call-in number is 773-897-6461. Call in to get a free mini reading with the Cards of Destiny. Let's see, I was going to go check out some of the other ones. We have we have a what they call a mini reading for different items here. Let's see if I can get this to do what I want to. All right. Okay. And there's a daily. I'm still working on some of this, trying to figure out how to do some of these things here. But we have a daily thing called the mini cards. And it's like it just tells, you know, when you enter your birth date here, it's like it tells actually what's happening today. And I'll give mine, for example, here. Today is 3/13 of 2012. Interesting numbers there. Tells me I have been alive for 19,393 days. I'm in my Mercury period, which began on 2/7/12. It ends on 3/31/12. And then using an advanced technique, there's a personal card for this day and time. And for myself, today is my Jupiter day. It's the day of the week I am most likely to have financial gains and rewards. All righty. We have a caller here on the line. Okay, caller, area code 951. Hello, we are live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild. What can I answer for you today?
Hi, thank you. I wanted to see if you can tell me when you see me meeting someone for a relationship, anything you can pick up about that person.
Okay. Well, what I do is a little bit different, and what I'm going to need from you here is I need your birth date, like your month,
okay,
your day, and your year.
Okay. July 28th, 1971.
Okay. Let's see, July, and you said 28th, is that correct? 28th of 1971. Okay, let me get that back down in here. 19 and 71. Okay. And who am I talking with? I'm Kelly.
My name is Natasha. Nice to meet you, Kelly.
Natasha, all right.
Natasha, yes.
All righty. Let's see what we have here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, cool. Okay, you are a King of Hearts is your birth card, and interestingly enough, you also have a King of Hearts as your planetary ruling card, which is like, wow, double down on love. It's like, oh, no wonder. Let's see. Let me take a look here under the yearly influences. All right, let's see. Okay, it's not going to let me do that darn thing anyway. Okay, well. And let's see, you're coming up, let's see, I'm trying to think here, July, August, September, October, November, December, January, February. We're in March here, so we're eight months into this. So there's periodical periods here and times and dates and seasons. And let's see what we have to say here. Okay. And sometimes, okay, now this is really interesting because I'm just going to go on with a little bit with you here. Your personal birth card, you are a King of Hearts person. And interestingly enough, it's called the Father card. And you stand at the top of the suit of love. And the King of Hearts recognizes that love is the highest power of all. You make devoted parents. And it gives little caveats, like sometimes not always the best spouses, because your devotion is to your children, and profession often displaces the love they give their spouse. They love everybody, forever it's true, but sometimes wrong associations bring problems. You need to be careful of mixing with people with lower motives or lifestyles. You can excel in business, especially as a dealer or advisor in finances. You can have more success in association with others than partnerships and alone. Okay, better than average. Like in relationships, and this is where it's hard for you as a woman, because it's like this is like the father card, and it's like a lot of times it makes for really some interesting dynamics in a relationship. This is the very much the king of the king of charms. Sometimes the women have a problem. You're so powerful and you're headstrong and you can stand up to any man. And sometimes you'd like to be the head of their household. And a lot of times, a lot of guys, they have a hard time dealing with that. It can be difficult for a male partner to deal with that because, when you get upset with stuff, you can be sharp-tongued and use all your mental power. And it's like they kind of go, ouch, that hurt.
Wow.
Is that any truth in it at all?
Yeah.
Your pattern here indicates you're going to have some fated relationships that occur that reflect back, some of your own indecisiveness, because sometimes you kind of fence it, with kind of going back and forth. It's like, do I want this person or do I want that person? It's like, you have some options of choices. Let's see what your yearly stuff. Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. You're a Leo also. Oh, boy. Wow. Because you're born under the royal sign of the sun, your planetary ruling card is the same as your birth card, and that you're very much like double or triple version of your birth card, which is what we've just gone over. Sometimes you can really emphasize, as they call, dramatize those. But you got a lot of potential in terms of leadership. You have an opportunity to utilize the characteristics of your birth cards to lead others and help them in many ways. You got a strong romantic nature, and sometimes that can, interesting enough, can interfere with long-term commitments. It's like, are you placed in a job, kind of on a career path? It's like where you can, have a good outlet for some of this, energy that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. And for this year, let's see if I can figure out what's going on for this coming year. Okay. And it does say, your long-range birth card was for this year's Ace of Diamonds, which is a lot of times it's starters and starting things, and it's finding values, and it's also can be material. Indications with your Four of Clubs. Your result card, it's like your change and challenge of the year. It's like you want stability. And you want a lot of, you want stability, and that's clubs indicate that there's, you have a lot of good mental power and good mental resources with that. Let's see with this, it doesn't give precise dates because a lot of these are, it's like this is going to be coming up kind of for the year. There's certain months and times, that things are, I'll say, more influential and more likely.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, your Pluto card, it's like with that, you've got a Three of Hearts in your Pluto card, which is looking for love, maybe not in all the wrong places, but it's a year and time of variety and experimentation in your love life and social life. You might be just getting back into dating again. You wanted to rediscover what kind of relationship is best for you. Might mean dating different people, and that could be something kind of challenging and new for you. On the other hand, you might... be in a situation romantically or socially, it's like, where your interests are divided between two or more people. So that may be coming up. It's like, you may have, it's kind of like from feast, from famine to feast. It's like you go from having like nobody in your life to all of a sudden, you
mm-hmm.
might end up with like two or three people going,
exactly.
How do I choose?
Tell me about it.
Okay. Let's see. What else here? And I'm not sure if you know exactly what affirmations are. It's like affirmations are these kind of little catchphrases, and if you take a 3x5 card, you know, kind of write them down. For this year, your affirmation actually for the whole year, because it is this Pluto card, is I'm learning about what I really want in love and romance by expressing my feelings and being open to new relationships. So this may be, you know, more of a time period, more of a year where, you know, you're not going to necessarily have one person, you know, in particular to settle down with, but you may be meeting, you know, some different people, and it's like, you know, or a variety of different fellas. And it's like, and it's kind of like going to the candy shop and kind of picking out and going, well, gee, you know, what do I really like the best? You know, am I really into the cherry sweets, or did I really want that lemon sour, you know? Something like that. Are there kind of several different gentlemen that are there in the running, or is there kind of like nobody out there right now?
Yeah, no, there are people, but they just, nothing seems to be panning out, so I'm like, ugh, very frustrating. It's like I don't have a problem with attracting the people, but they're never, you know, nothing, never, either they don't move forward or something about me that, you know, they'll do something that triggers something back that happened in the past with an ex relationship, and I know, oh, that's a red flag. I'm not going there.
Right.
So I'm kind of not have to repeat lessons over and over again. So when I see things in people that I know didn't work before,
right,
I try not to go there. And when I finish eliminating all of that, there's nobody left.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Hmm. This is kind of one of those things where it's like, kind of tongue in cheek. It's like, so what are the lessons, you know, maybe being repeated for you? It's like, what kind of things seem to be coming up or seem to be recurring? It's like,
well, no, yeah, like I had got out of a relationship maybe a year and a half ago with a gentleman who was kind of jealous and possessive, and so I run into another gentleman who has the exact same traits, and I'm like, well, I can't move forward.
So you're attracting those.
I'm gonna have the same type of problems with him. Yeah.
Right.
So I just decided to walk away from that particular gentleman because he just reminded me too much of that.
Too much, right. You know, I got a quick question. It's like, have you ever read the book, or there's a DVD out, and it's called The Secret by Rhonda Byrne. It's like, and of course it talks about the law of attraction. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've heard of it. No,
okay.
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. You know, and it's like, it's one of those things. It's like, I got the movie. I think I've watched it like about 52 times so far. My younger children at home can do lines off of it. But it's kind of like, it's one of those things where you go, you know, if something's not working, it's like, let's go back and take a look and say, okay, what is not working? Why is this not working? And what kind of patterns, you know, what kind of people, like you say, you know, am I continually attracting in? And it's like, you know, some of that is the inner work, you know, the self-work we kind of have to do and go, wow, what am I, you know, what beliefs and what thoughts am I really holding that, you know, keep manifesting? Because, you know, if you're getting, you know, like I say, if you're getting the same type over and over, it's like, what is it that's, you know, that you're, you know, kind of putting out there that's going, you know, what is bringing those guys in? Because it's like, you know, there's a certain kind of bait you're using to catch those fish.
Well, thank goodness he's been the only one. And I don't know, I feel like my lesson was if I was able to walk away from it, even though the relationship had lots of other things to offer. But it was just if I was, you know, if I had the courage to know that this isn't right. And not to move forward. So I met other gentlemen as well.
Follow your own intuition.
Yeah, exactly. That's, and either the other gentlemen just don't move forward, you know. So, you know, I don't know what the problem is.
Wow.
Yeah. Interesting, huh?
Like, yeah, well, it's like, you know, and then there's indications here. It's like, you know, and like I say, there's, you know, that's part of what you're supposed to be learning. I mean, you know, as far as that goes with this, it's like, you know, you're on track with that because you're learning things. And it's like, and maybe some of that lesson, like you say, is to learn, you know, if I've attracted this in, how do I, you know, can I walk away from it, you know, without feeling bad? Have you actually sat down and, like, you know, do some of the things they said, you know, like your vision boards, and it's like, you know, kind of down, say, this is okay. And it's like, this is what I want. It's like,
Yeah, I've definitely done that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I understand that because like I've used that system myself, and I'm kind of going. I bought some other books because there was, you know, many of the other presenters in that series. It's like had some series like Joe Vitale, and it's like who I think Mike Dooley was another one. It's like, you know, several of the presenters on The Secret, it's like they offer some different keys, you know, to looking at that. And have you kind of explored some of those and saying, you know, well, if this is not working, and they give you some specific things, you know, to do. And it's like a lot of it is really kind of introspection. It's like, you know, I thought, oh, I can, you know, click through this and, you know, be done with this and whatever. It's like it took me about 3 weeks. It's like I, you know, really had to sit down and examine stuff and look at stuff. And it's like, you know, did some solid homework because it's like, you know, part of it is like, you know, what am I attracting? And it's like, and why am I attracting it? And what can I do to change it? You know, because that's really kind of the, you know, the key right there is what can you do to change it? Have you had a chance or opportunity? You know, it's like, and at this point, I don't know if they're, they're actually in libraries yet, you know, so you could just go check them out. But, you know, a lot of times you can go to, like, to the Barnes & Nobles or the Hastings, and they have kind of reading things. You know, you can kind of sit down in a chair and, you know, get a cup of Starbucks coffee or whatever there and kind
right.
of sit down and read through stuff.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll get The Secret and check it out. I'll definitely do that.
Okay. All righty. You know, and it's like what I am going to suggest, too, is, like, this is, you know, kind of what you're asking with the timeline stuff. It's like, I'm not as good at that. There's another couple readers that we have on. If you have Saturday mornings or Saturday, I think it's, I don't know if it's mornings or noon. He just made a shift across the country from California to Florida, is Jethro Smith. And he's very adept at, he does a really different kind of reading. He does an intuitive, you know, and it's like, and he'll have you, you know, say your name and he reads your colors and stuff. He would probably be able to give you more of a timeline on stuff like that. So if you've got the time to go ahead and call back, again, it's the same number is 773-897-6461. It's like, call back in on Saturday, well, like I said, I can't remember if it's Saturday morning or Saturday, like, noon or, you know, something around there, but it's like, it'll tell you when you call in. It's like, it'll say, you know, this show is, you know, due to schedule, and tell you what time it starts. But he does free readings, and he does really good with those. And then he also has a thing if he feels like you need a, you know, like a further in-depth one. It's like he'll give you a way to schedule, you know, some personal time with him.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
Okay, have a good day. You too.
Okay, bye. Alrighty. And 401, you are on the air. Thank you, or excuse me, 410. Sorry about that. Got that inverted.
That's okay. Hi, my name's Maria.
Maria, okay. How you doing, Maria? This is Kelly.
Hi, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. I just tuned in midway through the other call, so I'm not sure. Do you need my birth date?
Yes, it is. What I do is I do a card reading system that's really, really old. It's with the it's called Cards of Destiny. It's with the Order of the Magi, and these are the same guys that use their abilities to show up and bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Christ when they found him in the young child in the house. So it's like it goes back quite a ways.
Oh,
but this gentleman has brought it forward. So that's what we do. And it's like it's pretty interesting. What's your month and day and year?
October 25th, 1973.
October, so 10th month of, I'm sorry, what was the day again?
25th.
Okay, of 1973.
Yes.
All righty. Let's see what we got here for you. Oh, cool. Okay. And is there anything, before I get into it here, it's like, is there anything in particular you're looking for? It's like, because usually what I do is I tell you what your birth card is, I tell you what your planetary ruler is, just kind of, you know, some general things about, you know, kind of about you. And it's like, and then we can, you know, address some questions in particular that you have.
I'm curious if you see a marriage and children in the future, or if there's a shift in my career for the better, either one of those things.
Okay. All righty. Well, let's take a look, because you are a 10 of hearts, and you have a 3 of spades as your planetary ruler. So let's take a look-see and see what the 10 of hearts person. Okay, you are called the social success card. Like the ace of hearts, You have a lot of ambition in life. You could stray off the path of truth as a result. It's like, yeah, let's not do that. However, you've already experienced the truth, and you have this knowing that's your birthright to guide you along each step of the way. You're usually very creative and artistic. I'm not sure what type of field you're working in.
I'm not in the field anymore. I'd like to go back to doing photography. It's what I used to do. Sorry,
cool. That would make a lot of sense. That would definitely be with your creativity and your artisticness. You're a leader, not a follower. You like children and groups of people, which, again, that would go great for photography, that you can regard as children as your audience. You're either in a field where you can perform in front of others or surrounded by many family members, social concerns. And you've got, a lot of people around you that it's a good social support. You're innovators. You can make a great contribution in your chosen field as long as, here you go, you exercise clarity in your judgment and the things that you are thinking about. Your motives can be either humanitarian, selfish. You know, each of the cards has, that flip side. It's like, heads or tails. It has a lot to do with your ultimate destination. You're independent. You're often impulsive, but it's usually kept in check or balanced by your wisdom. You can make a unique mark on the world through the application of your gift. Again, it's like if you're loving photography, it's like, there's a book out there that says, do what you love and the money will follow. Usually gentle and wise people, at least the wisdom is there. That's your protection, your guiding light. With relationships, you have power and love, and you're attracted to those of power. You're also not afraid to work for the love you want in your personal relationships. You're charming and well-liked. A lot of times you'll make the first move to start a relationship, and then you're willing to work for it, which is good, and it could be the winning formula for success in love or marriage. You've got basically good love karma. There can be some indecisiveness in some cases that can lead to problems. Let's see, you're very smart people. When you apply your mental power, creative energy to the area of love, it can get you into trouble if you try too hard to make things turn out as you really want to. Love cannot be planned and manipulated in the same way we plan our daily schedule. Often there's that need to learn to feel things instead of thinking about the matters of love, which is interesting because, your Ten of Hearts talks about that because that's one of your basic things is you're here to work out kind of mastery of your emotional stuff. Now, your Three of Spades as your planetary ruling card, it gives you a lot of creative energy. It can result in you becoming an artist of some kind. Again, you want to go back to photography. You should know that this is one of the cards that only attains success through hard work. Without it, your creativity will be wasted on stress, indecision, uncertainty, and worry. So it's like instead of letting that's the negative side of that coin. It's like instead of letting, being stressed or indecisive about stuff, it's like, move forward and just go, hard work will do it. Sometimes inexplainable health concerns might dominate your attention from time to time, especially if you're very work-oriented. Your work brings you peace, but don't ignore your health in the process. You've got the ability to work two jobs at the same time, and you also have that strong romantic streak in needs. It's like, if your romantic needs are not met, and your current relationship is like, you might be tempted to seek them elsewhere. It's like, let's get the relationship first there. For this year, see what in particular it's got to say here. Long-range card is you're looking at the Two of Clubs for this year. And twos are usually, that's partnership. Oh, wow. And then your Pluto card is also the Two of Hearts. Really, yeah, it's like you really want to be in partnership this year. Your result card is a Three of Clubs, environment. Okay. Well, we'll see. Let's take a look here and see. Right. Well, that Two of Clubs talks about a partnership really involved in some like a Mercury-ruled activity that will play a major role for you. Mercury rules the written and spoken word and all kinds of mental activities like studying, teaching, writing, publishing, advertising, fall under that, probably photography since that kind of a photo moment. Indicates meetings or discussions or arguments could be major themes. Watch out for impatience or quick-temperedness to get your best results. You'll be wanting to share your thoughts and ideas with others, and it'll probably attract a lot of other people into your life this year. You can... Two of Clubs represents sometimes, we're afraid to be alone, and this might what you need to motivate you into, seeking someone else to be with. And how you communicate with others, that's going to be brought to your attention in a big way. You're going to find yourself in one or more situations where you need to develop harmonious lines of communication with others. There might be one special person who you share a lot of thoughts and ideas with, kind of your mentor. Let's see. Some of your keywords and affirmations is you're learning to have harmonious communications with others this year. You're transforming arguing into smooth communication. So it's like, yeah, they kind of called that the argumentative card. That was cute. Okay, let's see. Your Pluto card, that was the Two of Hearts also. And it's a major goal for you will be to have a successful love relationship. So that's where a lot of your attention has been concerned about. And this year you make many changes within yourself in the name of love, friendship, or romance. Whether you're interested in the partner of your dreams or just good close friendships, you're going to have to take a different approach in life if you're going to be successful in those areas. Love and intimacy requires compromise and cooperation. Two of the keynotes for this card is a love union. Your intense desire, though, for that closeness can cause you to confront some of the parts of yourself that tend to keep this intimacy from you. It's like, you know how the old saying is sometimes we shoot ourselves in the foot? It's like, and sometimes you kind of do that. At times it can seem really challenging or difficult, but it helps to keep in mind your reasons for, like, you know, facing your challenges, you know, to have more intimacy in your life. And there might be a certain person that's the main challenge for you. If that person, you know, shows you intentionally or not, you know, changes you need to make to have the love you want. And it might be, might be an ex-boyfriend, or it might be, you know, your niece, or, you know, it might be sometimes out of the mouths of babes. You know, we get really, children can, like Art Linkletter, can say the darndest things. Let's see. Your affirmation, though, is you want to create the ideal love partner. Satisfaction in your life, your friendships, and lovers are yours to embrace. And you have a lot on your mind this year. You might be involved in creative writing or advertising, working two jobs at once. Your creative energies are really flowing. You need a constructive outlet to keep them from turning into worry and indecision or stagnating. By your next birthday, you're likely to be successfully involved in some form of writing or other creative endeavor, which, again, you know, you'd be going back to your photography. If you've got some good leads in there, it's like, you know, I don't know if you're doing freelance or, you know, what other kind of stuff you're doing. Or is it, you know, you want to be hired on by a corporation, or, you know, were you just doing freelance stuff on your own?
I'd like to do freelance, but I haven't, I mean, I'm just stagnant. I haven't pursued it. I've just been in the field that I've been in now. And
right.
Unfortunately, I haven't done what I need to do to move forward.
Yeah, you know, that's still changeable because we got that free will that always works for us. So it's like, you know, you kind of, that's kind of one of those I call those sit down meetings with yourself and go, now what do I really want to do? You know, it's like, and a lot of that is just you need to make that decision. You need to decide, you know, do I want to do this or not? Or, you know, do I want to make a go of this? And it's like, if not, you know, put it on the back burner. Or if you want to go for it, put it on the front burner and make a go with it. Your affirmation with that one is you're harnessing your creativity, overcoming your worry and indecision, becoming a successful writer or photographer. Let's see. What else you got going this year here? You have a Ten of Spades as your environment card, which this is like a year-long card. It's a willingness to work hard and take on extra projects will bring you unusually good success this year. It can help you overcome health or work challenges. To get the most from this really favorable card, make a list of your goals and things that you want to accomplish this year. That list, combined with your willingness to do whatever it takes, can bring you, you know, accomplishments in the area that you want it to. You know, it's like goal setting. And you're displacing your Three of Diamonds. So your creativity, and especially creativity in new and better ways to make money, are highlighted for this year as you go into the Three of Diamonds. Overall, it's a good year to express yourself, either artistically or otherwise, and you could achieve some success in this area. Use that energy to come up with new ways to make money or promote yourself or your products. Otherwise, it can, you know, really cause you indecision and worry about money. Golly. You know, and like I say, for me, it's like I don't have that much of a, you know, timeline with different things, but there's some of the psychics that are on, that's like, you know, we're on pretty much most every day. Jethro, Psychic Jethro, is really good. He's on Saturdays, and it's like I'm thinking it's like noon. He just made a cross-country trek from California to Florida. It's like, but I think he's still on at noon on Saturdays. But it just, you know, call back in the same number and ask him maybe a little bit more clarification, you know, on that. And then also Sandra's on, Sandra Green is on with us on Sundays at 3. So hopefully this will help some.
The same show, just call back in those two different days.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Wow. No, it's great.
Yeah, that's, I know. It's free on air. It's like, oh, yeah. All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have a 111 person here. 111 area code.
Hello.
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 Hello? Yes, you're on. We're live on the air. Psychic's gone wild.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, Connie, you're a little bit muffled, but I can hear you.
This is Psychic Jethro, and I got off of Living in the Realm, and I ran over here.
How you doing?
I've got three of you there. Can you hear me?
Let's see. I'm not sure about three, but it's like, Okay, but yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. It's a little bit muffled.
I apologize. This is Psychic Jethro, and I was just on the other show, and it's went a little while here trying to get over, and I thank you, friends, for calling me over.
Cool. Let's see. I've got a caller from 267. It's like, would you like to come on with me, and let's tag team him a little bit here? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to go to our next caller here, and there we go. 267, area code 267. You're on the air, live on the air with Psychics Gone Wild.
Hello. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, you're welcome.
I just wanted to see, I called in earlier regarding a relationship.
Okay.
With somebody named Jerome and myself, and my name's Crystal.
Crystal, okay. Let's see. I'm not recalling that one. It's like Jethro. It's like, are you...
Yes.
All righty, good. I'll let you pick up with her. It's like, if you'd like to, Crystal...
Give her the date of birth, if you give Kelly your date of birth and his date of birth.
Yes, my date of birth is 7/15/1983,
okay.
And he's
8/29/1984. Wait a minute, okay, 2000, I got 7/15/1983?
Yes.
Okay, and that's Crystal, and his was what?
8/29/84.
1984. Okay, let me get that worked in there here. It takes me a little bit to do calculations, so I'll let Jethro talk with you while I'm getting that done.
Thank you, Crystal. We kind of run out a little bit of scary, and I can hear you a little better, but it's not much. I think Blog Talk Radio is still mad at me. So I thank you for calling in. You know, one of the excellent things we did have there, and we were kind of going through on the other show, was that exactly what we were talking about, karmic cards here between the two. And I think you're going to love what she gives to the destiny of what the relationship. What I picked up and what I still feel happy is I feel you will overcome this past relationship person she talks about. You know, as we were talking on the other show, obviously in a very sad relationship that he's got into with someone who can't, he's breaking those links up. And, you know, energy-wise, the question you'd ask, I really wanted to make sure that we got was yes. The answer is yes to you moving in. I see very positive of it. And what I'm doing today is we're working with different tools, is I keep seeing the yes card with you. I keep seeing the yes, move in with it. They're telling me that it also isn't just psychic energy, it's physical energy that you've got there. You seem to be one of the few people that really understand it.
Right.
And what happened is your relationship is going through this ex-relationship trying to get in. You know, you don't really want her back in there. You want her out of there.
Right. Because we're kind of making progress slowly but surely, but still confusing. Because he's kind of drained himself. He's stressed out.
Well, and I like what you said earlier about being a Virgo and that. I have a lot of experience with that logic. You know, they call it Vulcan logic. If you remember the old days of Star Trek and, you know, the Captain and
Spock.
Spock is the name. There we go. I can tell I don't watch TV, but that was the one. Spock, he had that logic. His logic was very good and very much. What makes sense to him is that kind of logic. He's got it. It makes sense to him. It's very good. Unfortunately, this love and this relationship that got in there has got that emotion in it. And there's what we're doing. And we both know that you'd asked me very clearly what was going to happen. And I see you two coming to it. I also see you putting in the energy there of really looking to where the hurt comes out.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
That he failed. And there's where the failing happened.
She missed part of that. You kind of really fuzzed out.
Okay, so what they're telling me is that you kind of failed there with the energy, and that's what he's getting. He failed. He feels like that relationship. So what we're doing is we're going to do feng shui, we're going to do energy, and as we were talking earlier, we're going to get pretty much that part of the karma out of there. So you don't have that karma to deal with, because what's getting you and what's coming in is her energy there is pretty much keeping you pretty much blocked.
Right.
And there's where you said, you know, and I do get you moving in there. I also see a real positive onward and forward thing, too, is, you know, you sadly have never really got to have the whole good positive time with him. You're going to, you know, you're finding and making memories. There's where the metaphysical energy comes in. Every time, you know, something comes to think of it, you do some new energy, because he does in his heart love you. That, you know, you said that it's been kind of an up and down. And that, you know, unfortunately the person was hurt. Same thing you have with it. Unfortunately with an earth sign, it's very long lasting. You know, it, granted, will he get over it? Yes. Is it going to take a time? Yes. What are you going to do? You're going to be there for him. And I still feel this other person coming back in his life here in May. They're telling me this relationship, you know, you confirmed on the other show that she does bounce back and forth with him.
Right. She doesn't actually ever leave him alone. Right now he's kind of strong.
Good.
See her back, so therefore it's going to be out with us again.
Sure, I should say. And I see this really doing the energy of where we're going to look at these cards and the synergies. We're going to figure out what karma you and him have, because you guys are repeating it. I think you're the protector to him. I feel you're the one that comes in with the energy, and because of your karma, him and her have this. And she repeatedly hurt him, and then you come back in, you help him get to a point. There she is back again. And part of it is she's feeding off both of your energies, not just his, but yours too. You shake him off, you clean him up, you get him back to where he's, you know, back dealing with life. She comes smiling in and goes, oh, yay, now for the taste of two.
Yeah, what's her deal? I don't understand her. I don't even know her. She seems to want to know me.
Exactly. She's messed up. And what it is in karma is that she's feeding off of his energy. So there's what it is. And she's really enjoying the fact that she's got him where she wants him. You know? And there's the other part that's even scary for it. If you think about it, is as things start to kind of go into the energy and you're working with it, you know, you're handling it. It's like you're getting things handled and everything going. And everybody's kind of really going here with it. It's like, there's a good part. And it's like, no, what he keeps doing is pulling you. And that's what I, you know, I apologize to someone. I can feel it fighting. It's some of her energy, too. Unfortunately, whenever you have this kind of chaotic energy, she doesn't want me to tell you that the key is indifference. Not love or hate with the hot take. I love you. You know, what's wrong with her? You're just like, how bizarre. I'm the new one, you know. What do you want? This is not before, after, and meet the new, meet the blue. I'm going to marry you. It's kind of a sick song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Kelly, what have you got on the left side here for those destiny cards between the two?
They show really they've got 12 connections. It's like that's really amazingly a lot. It's like their very first one is their Venus to each other in the spiritual spread, which talks about a past love and a past life. So it's like that came forward and it has not been, you know, it wasn't finished up in the last life, so they came forward with that. And a lot of times people with that Venus connection is the very first one in that past life. It's like there's a lot of love. There's a lot of mutual attraction, very much so with each of them at first. And then the very second one is they're also Venus to each other in the life spread. So not only do they have the stuff coming forward from the past life, they've also got a lot of attraction in this life with each other. The third one, he is the cosmic lesson card to her in the spiritual spread. So it's like he's got something that he had to teach you in that previous time, and it's like that's coming forward also. Your fourth connection, it's like you got another Venus one. It's like, and it's a mutual Venus in the life spread again. So it's like, you know, I understand. It's like, wow, there's, you know, there's a lot of love going around here. It's like, this is really cool. In your fifth connection, Crystal is his Saturn card, and so in the spiritual spread. So that is kind of the father card. It's the teacher card, and it's like, again, that in that past time, it's like there was something maybe that she needed to teach him or was acting in a fatherly capacity with him in that relationship that did not get fulfilled, so that's come forward. He is the Jupiter card to her in the spiritual spread. So he had a lot of really positive things, you know, to bring forward with her in that, you know, that's another, you know, past life connection. She is, this is the seventh connection, is she is his the Mars card to him in the spiritual spread. And Mars is really a funny one because it can be a lot of passion. It can be, you know, a lot of things. It's like it can also be a little bit antagonistic. It can be a little bit, you know, you can make each other angry. And it's like where you're his card, it's like you can do things sometimes that make him really upset with you. And sometimes he doesn't even know why. A better way to use that.
Is that where we are now? Because that's what it's like.
Oh wow! Okay. Well, it kind of bounces around. I mean, all these things impact, you know, like kind of at the same time. It's like any given thing because it's all part of the dynamic. It's like, you know, it's like your whole relationship is like a pie that's got 12 slices to it. So it's like, you know, it's like you can tap into any one of those at any time. So yeah, it's like, you know, every now and then it's like, you know, you get on each other's nerves. You know, it's like, you know, you push buttons and it's like, and he'll just all of a sudden pop out and go, oh, you're just making me so mad with, you know, whatever. And it's like. But a better way to take that kind of angry energy or that aggressive energy is, you know, get involved, do something together, like, you know, go for a walk, go for a bike ride, get active with it. It's like, you know, focus it and channel that positive. It's like, because a lot of times that's where the angry energy goes, is like if you don't have an outlet for it, like a physical outlet, which is that Mars energy, it's like it will turn back on each other, and you kind of look at each other, and you kind of pick at each other and fight it with each other. And it's like, so, you know, a better direction for that is, you know, be aware of when that's happening, say, okay, you know, like what are we really doing here? It's like, you know, what's really happening, you know, with this, that, or the other. And it's like, you know, kind of make a better, a better choice with it. It's like, you know, use it in a more positive way. Your next one, number 8, you're the Jupiter card to him in this life spread. So you bring a lot of good things into him, and he realizes, you know, the benefits and stuff. You know, you really do bring a lot of positive things, but sometimes at the same time, that can make him kind of go like, oh, well, dang, I owe her, you know, kind of thing. It's like, and it never feels good to owe somebody, you know, so it's like, eh. And then the next one, your 8th connection, is you're the Saturn card to him in the life spread. So you have things, again, Saturn is a hard one because you've got things to teach the person, and if they're willing and humble enough to learn them, it's like it makes it go much smoother. But if he's fighting and resisting that, it's going to make it really hard. It's going to, you know, you're going to get the conflict again, like, you know, like what you're saying. Now, he is also the Mars card to you in the life spread. So it's like, and he can make, you know, he can push your buttons and make you really mad in this one. It's like, you know, so sometimes, you know, you kind of sit there and it's like, if you visualize a big calculator on each other's chest, you kind of sit there and you're pushing each other's buttons. You know, have you ever seen siblings do that? It's like, that's kind of sometimes what you guys do with each other. And then again, you've got a fourth Venus connection. You're his Venus card again in the spiritual spread. So it's like, you know, again, there's, you know, in spite of all the antagonistic stuff going on and the lessons, it's like there's really underlying a lot of love there. And then Mars card to each other in the spiritual is your very last connection. So, you know, again, it's like some of that stuff that was, you know, brought forward, there may have been, you know, some, you know, aggression, or, you know, you might have been like two people on the opposite sides of the fence, you know, or something like that. But it's like, you know, so there's some of those things being worked out, you know, and a lot of it is, you know, don't give up with it. It's like, you know, everybody, I mean, if you think of any relationship, you know, friends, family, whoever it is, it's like you're going to have those little speed bumps in the road where it's like, you know, you argue and you disagree about stuff because nobody ever agrees 100% on anything. But the real key is how do you handle it, you know? Do you continue to let it escalate? Do you continue to be mad at each other? Or do you say, hey, you know, let's both cool off a little bit and, you know, let's get a compromise. Let's, you know, we'll quit being the smoldering volcano moment. And it's like, you know, let's just calm down and, you know, we take some time out here and kind of go, okay, can we work this out? You know, can we work this through? It's like, you know, we're both reasonable, intelligent people. It's like, let's see what can work out. And that's really kind of what this does, is it allows you the opportunity to, you know, see where you're at, see what some of the difficulties are, and kind of go, yeah, you know what, we can sit down and we can absolutely, you know, work through this or work this out or, you know, whatever is going on with that. Does that, you know, does that make any sense?
It absolutely does. And I can totally see everything you said, and I always try to look outside the box, especially with him, because I can read him in a different way, and I do know that's a past life thing, because
right.
I've never met somebody like this. Like I was telling Jethro before, I've seen this. I saw him about 3 or 4 years ago, but I didn't meet him at that point. We just made eye contact. For some
right.
reason, I remember that.
Wow, that's cool.
Yeah, it was just eye contact. And then I met him afterwards, and after talking to him, the way it came through, it was just like, wow. And the way we are connected, it's something I can't let go. It's been like a year and a half now.
Right.
And it's very hard.
I think he's probably experiencing the same thing. It's like he doesn't want to let it go either. He's okay. You know, that's that mutual
his
thing
mom
is like
that. Says that though. Yeah.
His what?
His mom says the same thing. She said he always sticks with you, but this ex he has is just like
the fly in the ointment.
Yeah, but it makes me feel like at this point, like you don't want to accept more. You don't want to settle. And I already know that because I've already had one tough relationship. I'm a single mom. I know what it's like. So it's like it's very hard. But I'm still trying to fight with it, and I just don't know exactly. Lately,
know
things
which
have been very difficult.
Go.
Yeah, because he actually is going to be like he was financially. He got hurt at work, so he didn't have finances for about almost 2 years.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so he just won his lawsuit through FedEx. And he's going to receive that any day, but it's, and I can't wait because it will relieve his stress and maybe we can have fun again.
Right.
But it's really hard, like really, really hard.
He's really been going through a lot. Wow. Well, you know, it's just like, you know, hang in there and stand by because you know what? It's like eventually, it's like if she's his ex, there's a reason she's his ex. And there's a reason, she, you know, he's not with her. So it's like, you know, don't let it get you down. You know, just kind of, you know, kind of be patient. And it's like, you know, maybe, you know, kind of look at it as like if you can practice being, you know, the soothing balm. It's like, you know, where you can kind of go and say, hey, you know, I'm having this difficulty, you know, whatever. And it's like, and you can just kind of listen and go, yeah, man, that's really tough. You know, that really is. And it's like, and at the same time, it's like, you know what? It's like all good things in their time. And it's like, you know, God always has a timetable. He really does. So it's like, you know, the fact that it's like, they, you know, you're waiting for this to come in or whatever. It's like waiting is the hardest part. It's like watching trying to watch a pot boil, you know, this like, you know, how long does it take the pot to boil when you're watching it? So it's like, you know, maybe some of that is like, you know, take some of those and kind of, you know, think about it in relationship to, you know, what the both of you are doing and kind of going, can we both take a step back, you know, kind of breathe a little bit, you know, it's like, and is there any way to get him out, you know, to do something, you know, fun for free? It's like, you know, is there some place you can go out and, you know, like, take a walk around the park?
Yeah, we do go out to the park. We'll walk the park. We actually both want to get bikes, like things like that, but I don't know. I don't know what this is. I just, I'm kind of at a breaking point with them.
Yeah.
But I try. Like, I think he's very difficult. I do love him very much. I don't know. I don't even know exactly why I love him so much at this point.
Well, I do because of that, because of those past connections. It's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, see, and it's like, and here's what I can tell you about him. It's like he's, let's see. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Here we go. Part of this is you are a king of clubs, and it's like that is really for a female to have one of the kings as, you know, as your birth card. It's like that really. Golly, it's like that makes relationships harder because you tend to want to be the leader in the relationship. And it's like, and sometimes it's really hard for men to, you know, go, what's she doing acting like the king club, you know, king or whatever. It's like, you know, who does she think she's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And that does. It makes it really more difficult. He, on the flip side, he is a ten of hearts. He's got a big heart, and he's got a lot of, you know, people social around him. Let's see, some of his relationship issues, I'm just going to go with this. He's, okay, and this is why. It's like, you know, he's got power and love, and he's attracted to those of power, which is why, you know, he's attracted to you because you've got that king of clubs going for you. It's like, you know, you're a very powerful person. He's not afraid to work for the love that he wants in the personal, in a personal relationship. He's got basically good love karma. There can be some indecisiveness in some cases that can lead to problems. And with Virgos, it's like, my dad was a Virgo, been there, seen that, you know.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, sometimes they're really...
Yeah.
Sometimes Virgos have a really hard time making up their minds with different
things.
What you were
saying, you have to, like, read them through their eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see. And I was going to look at some of the stuff here for you.
How about her birthday? Could you read that? Like, I think she's like April 2nd. I think she's 86, though.
Oh, his ex is what? She's April?
Yeah. April 2nd, 86. Now, I see. I don't understand this girl. Like, I don't get it. I don't get it with her. Like, I just don't get it. And I don't get the full
day.
I don't
want
to go in
trouble.
I'm like, leave me be.
And it's like, ironically enough, I do kind of get that one because she is, let's see, I can tell you right off the bat, it's like she's a spade and she would be a
Aries.
9876. Yeah, Aries, let's see, 7. Oh, my goodness, she's a 6 of spades. Wow. Yeah, let me look at that really
she's
quick
like
here.
Male, but we have never came in contact, but she's
just
I mean,
as well.
Because
here's the sad part of this is like, okay, he's your you know, the Ten of Hearts. It's like, you know, in Hearts people are very much you know, they're the young people of the deck, okay? And it's like, as clubs, you're kind of, you know, they'll be eternally youthful. You know, they come across that way. You as a clubs person, it's like you're more the scholar type person, you know, in the deck. And it's like a lot of things, you know, that will come really easily for you in terms of this, you know, in terms of learning things and things that you want to do. Now, where this lady is at, where she's, okay, she's in a, okay, I'm going to get this really quick here. She's a 4, okay, April, yeah, there's a got to remember the months here. It's like, okay, 4, and you said 4-2 of 86. Wow. Yeah, that would be a spade. Let's see. And of 1980, wait a minute here. 86, no, 80, yeah, 86, okay. Oh, my goodness, and that's here the tiger also, because I have a tiger child. See, yeah, she's got, wow, she's a 6 of spades, and she's also, her planetary ruler is the 8 of diamonds, so it's like she's got, you know, she's got a lot of power at her disposal, and it's like she's also got, you know, some really fated things, you know, stuff that are, you know, going to happen in her life and whatever. It's like, but a lot of times it's like they really don't want to, you know, I don't want to say, they don't want to lose control, you know, it's kind of a blunt way to put it, but it's like, you know, they really would rather, they'd rather, you know, have somebody that they can control and dominate. And where he's a heart, and it's like, you know, and, you know, he's literally probably like all heart, and it's like he's trying to be nice.
Yeah,
and she is, and she is not necessarily trying to be that nice. It's like,
I love that.
It's like, oh. And with her planetary ruling card, she's, like I say, she's an 8 of diamonds, which 8s, they have a lot of power. And it's like they have a lot of power with you know, with finances, with you know, with money, with that kind of stuff.
Okay.
It's like that's I don't know.
How
I'm not gonna say
what?
Gonna say I'm not gonna say you got a fight on your hand precisely, but it's like, you know, does she is the problem is she doesn't want to give him up? Is that what it is, or what's the deal?
Yeah, like I don't know, like she's just very manipulative in her own little ways, and you know, I can read people very well. I've always been able to. I'm intuitive myself.
Mhm.
But
right.
I just can't. This one is, you know, I'm all about good intentions.
Right.
I don't think
and then
is.
That's where we need to be. That is where we need to be.
Yeah, I don't think this one is. So I always try to, I do work with angels, like Jethro said. Like, that's
right.
Just always been my connection. So I always
right.
Sense like, love and light, love and light, love and light. Because we'll
yeah.
Be back. So I just can't deal with, I mean, she doesn't come at me, but I know that
right.
She has pride things and says to him,
right.
It's just back and forth, like, scenario. It's like, I want to give up.
Right. Well, yeah, no, yeah, I was going to say, no, don't give up. That's, you know, giving up is not a good option. With her thing, she can't stop thinking about love and romance. She's got a mental approach to the whole situation that is causing her to undergo a lot of experiences up and down. She gathers experiences to, you know, to back up her concepts and ideas, but she can be drawn into multiple relationships, and it has negative consequences for her. It would do her better to examine her hidden fear of not getting enough affection that underlies the attempts, and that's probably why she's really wanting to hang on to him, because he's a heart guy, and it's like, and he's got a big heart. She's attracted to people of intelligence and wit, which is like, I'm sure your Virgo is.
Mm-hmm.
She likes men of authority and prominence, which again, the 10 is like, there's, you know, there's a certain amount of, you know, power with those 10s. But she can be crafty or dishonest in love matters, kind of like the 5 of diamonds and 6 of diamonds. And she's got to avoid trapping themselves, you know, herself in her own stories and beliefs. And that might be kind of where she's coming from right now. It's like, you know, she's, you know, created kind of a good mental picture for herself and whatever. And it's like, and she just doesn't, you know, want to let go of him. So it's like, you know, I mean, the ultimate thing, though, is, like, he's strong enough. It's like he's, you know, I mean, like I said, he's not with her for a reason. So, you know.
I know. It's so hard. I just don't even know what this one. Like, I know there's something so strong. I was with somebody for 12 years, and that was I was 16, and 12
wow.
years later. And I have a 10-year-old son out of that one.
Wow.
I do know, you know, I grew up fast. I've lived on my own since I've been 18.
Wow.
I do know what life is, but this one is just like, you know, I can't give up on it.
Right.
I don't know what draws me there. And then when I keep
going, all those past life connections is like, I know exactly what draws you there.
I know, but it sounds crazy to know not many people believe you. I mean, I
no,
know
not
he's
at all.
Him, and I do learn a lot of things from him. Like, there's a lot of things that I need to learn where I need to just shut my mouth and listen.
Yeah, and that, you know, but that's, and that's hard for you because you're king. It's like the, and kings, you know, it's like what they say about the kings in the deck is the kings want a kingdom and they want to lead. And it's like, and it is hard. It's like, and I know, like I say, I know it's tougher on the Virgos because it's like they have a tendency to, you know, really want to go, yes, I want to be a leader. It's like, you know, and at the same time, they find it, you know, sometimes really hard, but, you know, well, his 10 of hearts is like, and like I say, he's probably surrounded by a lot of people, and he kind of is, you know, a leader in his own, is in his own group, in his own right, in his own social circle, you know. So it's like, yeah, you know, and he enjoys that. So it's like, if there's some way, and I know this is a really hard thing to do. My mother excelled at this, and she was Cancer, and it's like, and I think that's where you're at. It's like, I think you're Cancer sign. So it's like, I know you can do this. This is really going to be an exercise of will, but it's like, my mom used to do with my dad. They were a Cancer and Virgo couple, 60 years worth. It's like, yeah. And it's like, my mom had the era of patience where she would like, she would plant seeds in the garden. She would drop little hints and ideas until my dad would suddenly come up with this fantastic idea. Now, if you've got the patience for that, I'm an Aquarius myself. I'm like going, I don't know how she, I would watch her do that and go, oh my God, I can never do that ever. It's like,
her rising
I can't
sign,
handle
though.
That.
Aquarius is my rising sign, I think.
Does it?
I think
yeah,
so.
I don't. And I don't have that astrology program, so it's like, yeah, I'm not sure on that one, but I'm like, oh, man. You know, but it's like, at the same time, I know as a club, it's like, you can do this if you set your mind to it, you know, and it's like, it's one of those things, it's what I call the T&D moment, the tact and diplomacy. So it's like, you know, how can you work with him, you know, and it's like, and not just come out and go, honey, this is what you need to do, blah, you know, because he's going to sit there and go, his little Virgo hackles are going to go up and go, really?
Oh, he sure does. I know. He sure does. He definitely does. I mean, even in certain matters, like, the one great thing I can say with him and I, and it has to be in our charts, is my weaknesses are his strengths. His strengths are my weaknesses.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We definitely go good at each other with that.
Right.
But it's
a and that's kind of really kind of what you want in a partner, somebody who balances you like that. It's like, you know, but
he,
you both.
He's my best friend, yeah, but he just is this girl. I don't know.
That indecisiveness comes right to the top, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's like, whoa. It's just sometimes like, and I think she rubs off on him a whole lot.
But she's not that, I mean, surprisingly enough, she's not that indecisive. It's like, she's, her, like I say, her mental approach, she's, you know, she's that six, and it's like, she has a more mental approach to it than a feeling approach to it. It's like, you know, it's her mental, it's
yeah.
her mental moment that, you know, I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It's like, you know, it's her mentality and her thought process and her analytical that, you know, does that with her. So it's like, yeah.
But she analyzes in a way of manipulation, I think. Like, when she runs, she's like, oh my God, he's not talking to me, he hasn't talked to me. And she doesn't really do with that because she manipulates that to the extent of, and I don't even want no more trouble. I don't want trouble with my mom. Like, I just don't want.
Yeah. I was going to say, do they have any children together?
No.
No.
He doesn't.
Okay. Well, he's free and clear then. I'm sorry.
Right. That's that. I mean, she's the one that, like, pulls the whole I'm pregnant thing, but she's not.
Oh, boy. Oh, the old traps. Yeah. Wow. I was going to say, does he have any, it's going to be a really funny one to ask. It's like, would there be any way of getting him to call in, like, with you and do, you know, it's like, and kind of do a reading together?
I've told him before because he's in his own way. Like, he's, you know, I'm intuitional.
Go
and
intuitive.
Like, he's very, like, I get things through my dreams. He can see things.
Right.
And we tapped into that a little bit. But, and he knows things that I don't know. So I do learn from him. But,
right.
But surely, maybe, not yet. I'm not going to believe it. Like, it's just, I've told him before, and he'll go get a reading, but he just needs to, he probably would if I asked him. It's that he's very slow at everything he does.
Yeah, Virgo is very, you know, and that's really very common. You know, Virgo is they're very deliberate. It's like, and they will set and they will think about stuff. And it's like I say, I've got a girlfriend. My dad's birthday was September 19th, and it's like, ironically enough, my best
really?
Girlfriend.
No way. That's my brother's birthday. Sorry, that's
oh, wow.
my brother. Yeah.
Oh, cool. So like, you know, so I see, of course, you know, they're getting more on the cusp of, you know, like Libra, so they have a little more, you know, whatever there. But he's, but I see my girlfriend's husband, and it's like, he is the exact same day as, you know, day as my dad, a different year, of course, different generation. But there's a lot of that same deliberateness, and it's like, you know, Virgo does, they deliberate slowly, and they have to really sit back and think about stuff, and they really have to analyze it, because they do, you know, Virgo's got a really good analytical mind. You know, and it's like, and like I say, with the ten of hearts there, it's like, you know, he's really got some vacillation and indecision with, you know, with his romantic stuff. It's like, you give him some time. You know what? It's like, and I know that's really hard to do. It really, really is hard to do when you're a Cancer person, because I've also got, you know, Cancer relatives. I'm like going, it can be really, really hard to sit back, and it's like, you know, not chew your nails and not look, you know, like you're squirming on the seat or whatever, and just kind of go, okay, I'm going to breathe, I'm going to relax, I'm going to, you know, do a little meditation or whatever, and it's like, I'm just going to focus on positive, loving thoughts. Oh, that was a really good one. Have you seen The Secret? It's like there's, Rhonda Byrne wrote a book called The Secret, and there's also the DVD. Have you watched that? Have you seen that?
No, I'll have to check it out.
I was going to say, yes, do check that out, because one of the coolest things I ever saw in there was, you know, about how you manifest things. And it's like, it'll give you some really amazingly, you know, it'll, a lot of people transform their lives really and truly. It's like, I personally have watched the thing about 52 times. It's like, I'm still learning stuff from it.
I know that's one of my strengths, I think, is manifesting. I just don't know, like, see, I'm, you know, just a normal person living my own life where I don't know. I know what I have, but I don't know how to use it exactly.
Right.
And know that I can manifest things. I just, there's certain things with yourself that you know that sometimes you can't speak to others about unless you're in that profession, you know what I mean?
Right.
And, I mean,
What it helps you do, though, is like really and truly the only person you can change is yourself. You can bring about, you know, you can manifest, you know, situations and stuff, but it's like in some of those things, it's like the only person you're really changing is yourself. And it's like, and that's, you know, that's where, that's kind of where that goes with that, you know. Wow. It's like,
I learned that for my own benefit. And actually, it's funny you said that, because I always say that to Jerome. I'm like, can't change it. When it comes to him, like, can't change anybody but yourself.
Right.
He always tells me, nobody thinks alike, so it's like...
And he's absolutely right. That's absolutely true. It's like, you're always going to have, you know, everybody on this planet thinks different. It's like, I don't think there's any two people on the whole entire planet of, you know, how many billions of us are this now? It's like, nobody thinks exactly the same, you know? So there's always that little bit of, like, you know, and, you know, you kind of need that. It's like, that's the other part I was going to tell you in a relationship, is like, you don't want to get so tied in with somebody either that you get, like, what they call in plants root bound. It's like, you know, you always want to make sure you have some breathing time in there. So it's like, yeah. Golly, it's like, I would.
That's hard, like, to me in my chart.
What's that?
That's hard to me in my chart.
Yeah. It can be, yeah. Let's see. You know what? We got some other callers here, and it's like, they've been waiting really patiently here, and I kind of need to get to them. But, you know, it's like, and we lost Jethro somewhere along the way. It's like, I think his headset gave out. But he does have, you can call him back. He'll be back on Saturday mornings, and it's like, I'm back on Thursday afternoons. A lot of times, you know, he and I are kind of doing tag team stuff, so we might be able to get him back on Thursday afternoon. But give a call back. It's like the number here is 773-897-6461, or if you know how to get a hold of him, it's jethrosmith.net is his website, and he's also at Psychic Jethro. I can't remember if that's AOL.com or if it's the gmail.com. That's one of those two. I haven't got his emails figured out, but you know, it's like, get with him and get some more of that. It's like, yeah, that's and plus it'll give you a little bit of time to kind of, you know, a couple of days here to kind of go check that movie out, you know, or check the book out and kind of read through it and see, because there's a lot of really good, you know, good informational stuff there. And sometimes, you know, like I say, I know where you're at. It's like, in terms of, you know, your king, it's like, man, I want this to happen, like, right now. I want to make it happen. It's like, and sometimes you just kind of gotta take that deep breath, take a step back, and go, you know, okay, I'm just gonna wait on this and let it settle a little bit. Because sometimes, you know, you get so into something, it's like, it's so stirred up, you can't see, you know, the as they say, that the water is too muddied. You gotta let the water settle a little bit.
I think that makes sense. After a year and a half, though, but I know what you're saying, because I do feel that. But after a year and a half, I've been patient.
Right. And it is. It's a lot harder when you're right, you know, when you're right in the middle of it. It's like, believe me, I've been there, done that, and I didn't want the T-shirt. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I never asked for anything. This is not my cup of tea. Like, I don't do these things. And I was like, no, I can't do this. I'm not meant for that. But thank you so much for your time. I do know you have other callers.
Yeah, well, thank you for calling. And like I say, you know, call back in and, you know, kind of keep us posted, because it's like, you know, I know Jethro's a big-hearted kind of guy. It's like, you know, he likes to know how things turn out. So call back in and keep us posted on what's going on.
I definitely will. It's funny because he's Native American. That's what I am.
Cool. All righty. Well, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye. Okay, we are live on the air. Caller at area code 912. Thank you so very much for being patient with us here. 912?
Hello?
Yes, hello. This is Kelly. We're live on the air.
Yes, hi.
Name. Let's start with a name. Hello, I'm Kelly. How are you?
Hi, I'm Maria. Today?
Maria, okay.
I don't know where to start at. There's just so much I want to know about myself.
Well, I only do mini readings here. So let me start with, wow, I'm really getting an echo feedback here. Let's try with your month, date, and month, day, and year of birth here. Let's start with that.
October.
October. So we are at the 10th month. Okay.
The 11th.
The 11th. Oh, cool. Okay.
1968.
Okay. Let's get down to there. And, okay, there we go. And tell me your name again. I'm sorry.
Maria.
Maria. Okay. Thank you. All righty. Your birth card, you are a Jack of Clubs, and you have a planetary ruling card of a Seven of Diamonds. So let's see here. I know that the... thing is, my calculator here is having a moment with me here. Okay, there we go. I know the Jack is what they call it's in the royal house. So it's like, you know, you got some powers and abilities there, and the clubs are the people. They call them the young adults, the scholars of the deck. And it's like usually you anything that you want to, you know, mentally set your mind at and accomplish, generically speaking, you can do it. It's like, you know, you're one of those people. It's like because you have a good clubs, usually have a very good work ethic, you know, really good with the studying stuff and really good with, you know, learning anything, like I say, pretty much that you want to. So, okay, let's just have a look here. And, okay, the name of the card is the Mentally Creative card. And, of course, there's always the flip side of both things. It's like, you know, you got the heads and the tails. There's the positive and the negative, and it's like, and it gives you both in here. And so you can be creative or dishonest or a mixture of both. As we can imagine, those who are the most creative can also be most dishonest, or if you want to look at it, they can be good storytellers. It's a card of mental and financial creativity, and you're not a lazy bones. Your brilliant minds are far ahead of the common person in society. You're the people of the Aquarian Age. It's like, the way they say it is like, not quite male or female. It's like, well, definitely you're female, but it's like, it's the way you think. It's like, you know, you think kind of in balance is a better way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, you're progressive. You're on the cutting edge of the evolution of our society. As a member of the royal family, the Jack, you don't like pettiness. You tend to be somewhat impatient with the failings of others when you see that they're kind of, you know, falling below what they could be. You need respect in a position that allows your brilliant mind to free reign to create and explore. You're never at a loss for ideas, and some of which can bring you huge financial returns. So that's the really positive stuff. On the flip side, if you get irresponsible and stuff or dishonest, you can see things from so many levels that nothing's really wrong. It's like, watch that thinking. It's another way of looking at things. And it's like, and again, the storytellers, you can make up a story so fast, you can explain away anything. Gee, mom, gee, dad. It's like, yeah, I borrowed those keys. And it's like, we went to, and you know,
yes.
But on the flip side, it's like you don't get away with much in that regard. Because you got Saturn is the fatherly planet, the one of teachers, and it's like always reminds you of your boundaries. It keeps you balanced and fair. The trouble can come if you start believing your own stories. And it's like some people really get out on that, and they tell their own stories, and they get they get into believing them. It's like, yeah, it's like, okay, I've seen those. And it's like, hopefully you're not one of those. Don't think so. You're essentially good and giving people, even though you're argumentative at times, because all the clubs tend, you know, they tend to argue for that point and go, yes, well, I know it because I studied it. But you're good and, you know, loving person, friendly to people you meet. In your relationships, you got a really strong and fixed mental approach to life, and you can have that can have its share of challenges for a Jack of Clubs person. Mental approaches don't always work in the area of love because you got to engage that heart. These people, you don't really particularly have bad karma. You know, it's just kind of balanced, you know, but you need somebody who's your friend first and who will allow you some freedom to do and be yourself. And if you got this, you know, you're a faithful and devoted person. Women are excellent companions, you know, in the relationship. Sometimes you have to contend with ill health of a loved one or your own health problems that are rooted in emotional conflict. A lot of cases, their health issues are related to emotional causes, whether it's a family or a lover. Your planetary ruling card, Seven of Spades, is your planetary ruler. Adds a lot of strength to your personality, gives you a certain amount of good fortune, especially in the areas of home and family. You can feel you have had a blessed marriage or relationship where many good things have come from your parents. Health concerns may play a major role in your life. You might be accident prone. Might be think of the Archie and Archie comics. Seven of Spades encourages us to have faith in life in spite of whatever circumstances we might find ourselves in. In this regard, you might find yourself tested many times. You're probably attracted to those of intelligence and wit. With a bit of luck, you might be able to marry one of those, or maybe they already did. Financial security is something that you get only through hard work, though. So, with that being said, is there anything in particular you'd want to ask about today?
My love life. That's my basic concern.
Okay.
I mean, I'm with someone now, but it's just like we are totally opposite of each other.
Oh, boy. Who's your partner? Let's see.
Somebody who's fine.
Let's see. Hang on just a second. I'm going to pull that one up here so we can look at the... What's not that? That one. So we can look at the partnership, because like a lot of times, and do you have his birthday?
Yes.
Okay. And what's
July
it?
July the 18th, 1973.
Okay. Let me put that. Let me do something different here with this one. And let's see. Let's get that there and put that one there. Oh, come on now. Okay. Where'd you go? Here it is. Okay, and let me make sure I got... Whoops, wait a minute. Rats. Okay. Lost it. Okay, I'm going to have you read your birthday to me again. I'm sorry.
October the 11th, 1968.
Okay, October 11th of 68. Okay, there we go. Okay. Let's see. So it's 10-11 of 1968. Okay, and then we're going to put you, let's see, okay, there's that Jack, okay, and then we're going to put him as, let's see, he is the, we're going to go 7-18 of 73, I'm mentally going through the, oh, and he's, oh, cool, oh, I see this, okay. That's really kind of cool. Okay, you're the Jack of Clubs. He's the Ten of Clubs. It's like there's I don't know how long you've been in a relationship, you know, together, but it's like you both have
14 years.
How many?
14.
Wow. Okay, that's a lot of years. Yeah, it is. Honestly, you know, at the beginning and the overall thing that impacts this is okay. He's the Moon card to you, so it's like you know you're. You're kind of the in what we call the sun-moon relationship. It's like the card who is in the higher position in the deck. It's like where you're the Jack, and it's like and where he's the Ten. It's like you're kind of the leader of the relationship, and he is kind of the follower. It's always nicer if the male is the leader and the woman's the follower, because that's more what our society is used to. But in these, you know, where it's, I mean, my mom and dad had one like that where she was a 6 and he was a 5 club, so it's like it was really interesting. But it makes it more difficult for the female partner in a relationship like that to, you know, to kind of be the leader, because, you know, men do. It's like, well, I'm the leader, I'm the, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you know, and they really want to do that. And it's hard for you sometimes because you want to be, you know, it's like, I mean, your correct position in the relationship is kind of the leader. So it's like you learn to do kind of what my mom did. It's like she would always, drop hints. It's like, you know, think of, you know, a plowed field and somebody out there planting seeds. It's like my mom would plant seeds of ideas until my dad would just, you know, spring up with this awesomely, amazingly wonderful idea, and she'd praise him for it. And I'm going, I sat and watched that for years. I was like, okay, so my folks were Cancer and Virgo, and I was like going, I'm Aquarius. It's like, I said, I'll never be able to do that. But it was amazing to watch. I was like, wow. So he's, let's see, and I was going to look at that too. It's like he's a Cancer person, and you are, I believe that's, is that Libra?
Libra.
The balance? Yeah. I've never known how to say it, Libra or Libra anyway. The scales and the balance, wow. That could be hard too. Oh, my goodness. How do you keep that in balance? Okay. Yeah. Most of us, we don't know.
Tiring.
Yeah, and it can be a challenge. It can be, you know, it's like one of those things where it's like you just gotta, you know, keep on keeping on. It's like my mom was at it for 60 years. They were married for 60 years. I was like, bless her.
Yes. Oh my God. 50 years.
Yeah, a long time. I'm kind of sitting there going,
yes,
wow. It's like, there's days I went, how did she manage that?
I don't know. He frustrates me so much
at times, just
yes.
different stuff is going, yeah.
Yes.
You know, and that's that's not uncommon. You know, for, you know, 14 years in a relationship, it's like, you know, you kind of get used to each other. You know, and it's one of those things where sometimes you kind of start taking things for granted, which is like not necessarily always a good thing.
Yeah.
Let's see. I was going to look at some of the relationship connections. Okay, yeah. Here's your moon card. It's like, and your Venus to each other. Okay, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 6. Okay, and you've got a total of 4. A total of 8 connections, which is not too bad. That's, you know, that's good, strong connections. I mean, I've got one of my children I only have 3 connections with. And a lot of them, let's see, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, you got 6. 6 of your connections are what's called in the spiritual spread, which is like indicating, you know, sometimes like a life beforehand, or it's like, you know, things brought forward from the past, you know, past connections that you've had in different
mm-hmm.
places. So that's what this moon card is in the spiritual spread, which is like, you know, I mean, I'm thinking probably at the beginning of your relationship, it's like, you know, you guys really like, you know, like bread and butter, like peanut butter and jelly. It's like, you know, you just couldn't hardly maybe stand to be away from each other. And it's like, and yeah. And also, you've got the Venus is in your second position, and it's like that's also in the spiritual spread. So you come forward with, you know, a lot of love kind of there, and it's like, you know, a really good connection there. And then you come into where you hit into is he is your cosmic lesson card. And it's like that can be really disconcerting for a partner, because it's like a cosmic lesson, that's something, you know, somebody who is always teaching us, you know, it's like, and it's like we always have something to learn, and sometimes it's not the best, you know, that's what you're talking about is the frustration. It's like it's sometimes really difficult to be in that position of learning. And it's like where they're a cosmic lesson, it's like, you know, a lot of times it doesn't surface until you've been in the relationship, you know, for a while, but it's like, you know, what is this person here to teach me? He's also the Pluto card in the life spread, and then you turn around on the 5th connection, you are his Saturn card, which is like, you know, that's also the great teacher. It's like, you know, that's that's, you know, you have stuff to teach him. It's like, you know, so you're kind of going back and forth with this. And then he's the Venus card to you again in the spiritual, so there's, you know, more love on his side there too. And then you got a couple of Jupiter relationships there. He's your Jupiter card, and you're his in the spiritual spread, which is a lot of, you know, that's the planet of good fortune. It's like, you know, you really do bring a lot of good stuff to each other, which is really kind of cool. You know, but like you said, it's like, you know, after so many years, it's like, yes, you know, you do kind of get, you know, kind of like, okay, I know your tricks. And it's like, what now?
Yeah.
Let's see, I was going to kind of look at his just a little bit. It's like, he's a very independent person, regardless of the gender. Okay. He's going to act as though he might be a king, you know, king or a queen in the royal court. They've come full circle. He's come full circle in his quest for knowledge. He's got a powerful mind, a consuming desire for more knowledge. It makes him progressive and a lot of times really successful in what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got to learn to regain the control over his mind, which has developed this almost kind of what they call a light. It's getting a life of its own, okay? Can take him on a trip and never leave the farm. sometimes he might complain of having trouble sleeping because of this endless, he gets, you know, into this endless mind chatter. It's like, you know, he's got a lot, all these ideas, and it's like, you know, he has a hard time sleeping. And his best path back to self-mastery is to direct his mind into the right motives and his higher principles and hard work. It's like, because a 10, they need to have hard work and to keep busy to be really happy. The Three of Hearts in his Mars makes for emotional restlessness and undecided about sometimes maybe his choice of occupation. That can be a strain in relationships, though, and it can hold him back from achieving some of his highest ambitions. It's also, there's a Three of Diamonds challenge card, bears it out and tells that he, you know, might do a lot of experimenting as he's working toward finding out what really satisfies him. And in some of the Ten of Clubs issues concerning relationships. He's very independent, powerful. Tens of Clubs usually have the difficulty in establishing, you know, long-term relationships. So it's like, you know, be thankful. You know, if you've had this for 14 years, this is good. And it says, look at Madonna and Shirley MacLaine as perfect examples because they're both apparently Ten of Clubs. There's that undeniable, you know, thirst for love. So it's like, I mean, he wants to be in a relationship with you or he wouldn't have hung in, you know, this long. And love always wants more of itself, and it requires making a commitment. This is where the Ten of Clubs person has a challenge. It's kind of either, you know, it's either them or their partner that cannot make, you know, a choice to have just, you know, one person that's like, you know, they kind of want to go out and go fish the fields. And it's like, no, don't do that. And sometimes he can have a short attention span when it comes to personal relationships. There's that desire, and a lot of times just because people, you know, sometimes want to do something does not mean they act on it. But he's, you know, maybe thought about, you know, making good friends or, you know, whatever. Let's see. He's got a Queen of Hearts, playing with the Queen of Hearts as his planetary ruler. And he's got a really kind of motherly side. It's like, you know, kind of a mother hen side to his, you know, personality. He kind of likes to caretake other people, especially anybody he considers to be his, you know, children or somebody's really his friends and good buddies. But your children could be the friends or even those that work with you, and he'd make a wonderful parent. It's a card of appreciation for art and beauty, and it gives some artistic and musical ability. So it's like he may have some of that. He may have a hobby or something. One challenge associated with that card is to avoid getting into codependent relationships. Queen of Hearts can get involved with saving others, which does not necessarily work well in personal relationships. It increases his potential for great success in life if he's got clear goals and directions. And he could do, you know, he could do work that helps many people, but it's like, you know, again, sometimes it's like when they get to helping so many people, they sometimes forget to keep the home fires burning, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yes,
oh. So, I don't know, it's like the really rotten part of this is like there's 20 pages of this to go through. It's like, and I know, you know, we got other people here. It's like what I'm going to encourage you to do is like I don't know if any of this has kind of helped with some different things with, you know, kind of making him, you know, will help you because you're the one experiencing the frustration. Golly, I'm trying to think of, you know, creative things to do here. It's like, yeah, without going through the whole thing. If you'd like to talk a little more, it's like I can give you, you know, my email is it's kcbirthcards@gmail.com is where you can get a hold of me. It's like, you know, shoot me an email and we can, you know, kind of go through this a little bit more.
Okay.
Also, we are, let's see, I'm on usually, this is not my usual time slot. My usual time slot is like Thursdays at 1 o'clock. So I'll be on a Thursday. And then Jethro is one of our really good psychics, and he's really, you know, always has a lot of creative ideas. And he's on Saturdays. And it's like it's that same number. You call back, that 773-897-6461. And call us back and talk with us. And it's like, you know, we'll get through some more of this. It's like, you know, hopefully it's giving you some food for thought today.
Saturdays at what time?
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. Okay. And our next caller here, caller from area code 951.
Oh, hi.
Hello. This is Kelly. Hi. We're live on the air.
Hi. This is Donna.
Hello. Who am I talking with today?
Oh, this is Donna.
Donna, okay.
And my birthday is October 25th, 1967.
Okay, let me make sure I got that. October 25th. Of 1967, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's get to that one here. Oh, boy, I'm getting a really weird feedback and echo on this thing. Okay, let's see. Oh, 67. Okay. Well, that's being weird with me. Oh, my goodness. It's like, that is, you have a king of hearts for your birth card, and you have a planetary ruling card of three of spades. Wow, can you, are you on speakerphone?
Okay, I'll take it off.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like, it's really like
there
giving me a, there we go. I was giving a double dose of something there. I was like, man, I could not hardly hear you. I was hearing myself and going, that's not good.
Sorry.
I don't need to hear myself. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Ah, let's see. Ten of Hearts. Ten of Hearts says, you know, we're getting a lot of Hearts people. It's like, Ten of Hearts people are very much, you know, if you're looking for what you want to do in this life, whatever, it's like the tens or the hearts people are the young people of the deck. So it's like, you know, they kind of say, no matter how old you get, you always look young. You know, you're always young at heart, okay? Okay, let's see here. Let me get this set here. Okay. And ten is like, tens give you a lot of power with this. And the Ten of Hearts person, that card is actually called the social success card. Like the Ace of Hearts, these people have a lot of ambition in life. However, you could stray off the path of truth as a result, but you've already experienced truth, and you have this knowing that it's your birthright to guide you at each step of the way. So it's like, you know, always stay on the path of truth. A lot of creativity, very artistic. Uh-huh. You're a leader rather than a follower. You like children and groups of people. It's like, I could visualize you giving like a puppet show at the library or something.
Well, no, I cut children's hair.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Well, there you go.
All righty. Well, there you go. You're in a field where, you know, where, now this is kind of interesting. You're in a field where you can perform in front of others. Well, not precisely,
exactly.
But it's like,
it's,
you probably
entertaining.
Actually do.
Yeah.
Like, look in the mirror. It's like, watch me cut your hair. Cool.
It's true.
And you're surrounded by a lot of family, social concerns, you know, family. And Ten of Hearts, usually you have a circle of 10 people around you. You're innovators. You can make great contributions in your chosen field, as long as you exercise clarity in making those decisions. Your motives can be a lot of, you know, humanitarian. And on the flip side, it's like, we always look at both sides of the coin. It's like, you know, there's positives and negatives to everything. So it's like, you know, humanitarian's on one side and the selfish is on the other side. So you gotta kind of watch that one. But it's a lot to do with your ultimate destination. You're independent. You're often impulsive, but you keep that in balance by your wisdom. You can make a unique mark on the world through the application of your inherent gifts, which is like, if you're, you know, working with kids, it's like, that's cool. Usually gentle and wise people, the wisdom's there. Your wisdom is your protector and your guiding light. You've got a lot of power and love, and you're attracted to those of power. You're not afraid to work for the love that you want in a personal relationship. You're charming, you're well-liked. You will make a first move to start a relationship, and you're willing to work for it. And that can be really good and the winning formula for success in love or marriage. You've got basically good love karma. In the love arena, there can be sometimes indecisiveness that in cases can lead to problems. And if you can't make up your mind, it's like the other person's kind of sitting there going, you know, tap the fingers and going, yeah, can you make up your mind yet, you know?
Yeah.
You're very smart. When you apply your mental power and creative energy to the area of love, it can get you in trouble when you try too hard to make things turn out as you want it to, because love cannot be planned and manipulated in the same way we make out our daily schedule.
Right,
there's
yeah.
that need to learn to, you know, to feel the things instead of thinking them out. So it's like, you know, sometimes a little bit too much analytical. Three of Spades as your planetary ruler gives you a lot of creative energy, and it can result in you becoming an artist of some kind. You should know that this is one of the cards that only attains success through hard work. Without it, your creativity will be wasted on stress, indecision, uncertainty, and worry. Unexplainable health concerns can dominate your attention from time to time, especially if you're really work-oriented. Your work brings you peace, but don't ignore your health in the process. You have a capacity to work two jobs at the same time, and you've got a strong romantic streak in needs. If your romantic needs are not met in a current relationship, you might, you know, be tempted to look over the pasture at greener pastures there.
Right.
Is there anything in particular that we could answer for you today?
No, that pretty much, you know, gives me an idea of.
Yeah,
actually, I just rings true. So amazing
cool.
how the cards are, you know, right on. It's kind of cool.
They are.
Is there a way to look up
like for myself? Is there like a
yes, absolutely there is. They're called it's called the Cards of Destiny, and Robert Camp. It's like he actually authored at least I think it's 3 books by now. The author is Robert Camp, and it's called The Cards of Destiny, and they also have a companion one called The Love Cards, and it's like, when I bought them, it's like, they're very expensive books. That's what I'll tell you right up front.
They're actually books, or not a website, it's a book. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there is, and I was going to say, well, there actually is. Robert Camp has a website, and it's called I think it's like the Seven Thunders or something like that. I'm not sure. I know he's into a lot of teaching. He does he'll offer like classes on how to do this and whatnot.
Cool.
He's also got. Oh yeah, it is. It's this has come forward. It's like these are the cards of the Magi, and it's like they were the guys that showed up after Christ's birth, and it's like brought him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So that's how long this has been. It's really an ancient system, and very much so. It's like it is really.
It's
cool.
Right on. Yeah, it's amazing.
But yeah, look up. I was gonna say look that up. Let's see, and like I think it's called the Seven Thunders or something like that.
Oh,
it's like Seven Thunders. If you just Googled Robert Camp, it's like it would get you to a lot of that. But it's like, and like I say, I'm a book person and a bookstore person.
Yeah.
So it's like
right.
I got it because I had to read.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But he does offer those the classes and stuff too to help people along with that
okay.
too.
Okay, that sounds great.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much. Okay, have a great day.
Thank you for calling in today.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Bye. Okay, and thank you for holding 970. You are on the air today. Psychic's Gone Wild. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. You are live on air with Psychic's Gone Wild. Can I get your name and what your birthday is today?
My name's Stacy, and it's July 22nd.
Okay, July 22nd. Okay, and here we go. Of 19... What's your year?
1959.
Okay, here we go. All righty. Here we go. We've got, just need to watch my time here a little bit. Okay, I'm going to make this one quick because I've got like about 14 minutes and it's like we've got a couple other eight. I'm going to talk real quick here. The people holding for me, the 85, area code 858 and area code 443. It's like I'm going to give you guys a website and some email stuff to go to. It's like my email is at kcbirthcards@gmail.com. There's also Psychic Jethro, and he is at, I believe it's I don't remember if it's AOL.com or gmail.com, one or the other. He also has a website, jethrosmith.net. So if we don't get you in today, it's like we also will be here on Thursday at 1 o'clock and also on Saturdays. I believe Jethro's show is at, I don't know if it's 11 or noon. He just recently moved from California to Florida. And then there's also Sondra Green comes on Sundays at 3 o'clock. But we're going to get to Stacy's stuff here today. It's like you are a Six of Clubs and the birth card and your planetary ruler is an Eight of Hearts. And I'm going to take a quick look at your yearly stuff going on for you here. Now a little bit of a preview and overview. Six of Clubs. I know what I know about Six of Clubs is sixes are the cards of fate in the deck, and clubs are the cards of the scholars. They're the scholars of the deck. It's like you can... anything that you want to turn your mind to and learn, it's like you have a really quick mental capacity to learn just about anything you want to learn, really and truly, and that's a really good gift. Let's see. It's the card of higher purpose is the Six of Clubs. It's also known as the psychic card, and it's surprising to see how many or how few of these people actually are aware of your psychic gift, although if you're calling in to hear, you probably are very well aware that you have some really good intuition. Six of Clubs also means responsibility to truth. You've got to learn to find a system of truth that you can believe in and live your life by. And once you get that, there's no limit to what good you can do in the world. Those who have not yet found their path can be the biggest worriers and procrastinators of all the cards in the deck. You got a responsibility to maintain inner balance and peaceful communications with those in your lives. You often attain financial affluence and have inherent protection over your lives. It's one of the cards that can attain the highest degree of material or spiritual success. And sometimes that's, you get one or the other. On the other hand, you can get caught up in your complacency and never quite launch anything. You know, it's like got a lot of good ideas and never quite get to them. As a card of responsibility, the spoken word, the Six of Clubs, always has issues about what they say and what they do as a result. Sometimes, you know, people have gone for years, it's like Mr. Robert Camprite and his truth for years, and he secretly keeps his own lies. Like, in all cases, you know, you want to be truthful because lies always catch up with you sooner or later, and in a six, it's with dire consequences. The high side of the Six of Clubs always practices what they preach, and they're careful about what they say. Six of Clubs have a special mission in life, one that involves bringing others to the threshold of ancient and powerful truths. You're the bringers of light. Once you tap into your hidden reserves and your natural intuition is recognized, you find your life guided and protected from the highest sources possible. In relationships, Six of Clubs tend to be in love with love, but also, oftentimes there's some childhood issues that impinge on your ability to choose wisely. Love is important to them. The women make good wives and mothers, while men are often dominated by certain women in their life. Okay, so you're the wife in this one. You got good marriage karma and usually have at least one very good marriage in life. Whether you do it earlier or later in life, you'll one day face the emotional issues connected to your childhood, and for that time there's going to be challenges. Your love nature is really strong and pure. It always finds a way through the trying times. Your notions about love and marriage tend toward the idealistic and romantic sides, and for this reason, you're going to often encounter disappointments when the dreams clash with reality, because, you know, you just really have this, oh, you know, I can, the knight on the white horse moment, and it's like, and sometimes, you know, life, those white knights, it's like, yeah, they fall off their horse and they dent their armor. Eight of Hearts is your planetary ruler. You're a very sociable person with a good deal of charm and magnetism. You can enjoy having the attention of others, and you find ways to ensure that you get a certain amount of most of the time, and especially if, you know, you're in the workplace, you know, probably get along pretty well with people. You got a lot of power with the charm you have, and it can help you or get you into trouble, either or. There's that flip side. Eight of Hearts is called the Playboy card, and whether you realize it or not, you do have the ability to get what you want from others using the emotional power at your disposal. It's a healing power as well. A lot of Eight of Hearts keep a circle of friends, family, or associates around them all the time. Their Eight of Hearts are an important part of their life, whether these are friends, immediate family, students, employees, or lovers. Anything in particular today? It's like we got, oh my goodness, okay. They're going to cut me off here in about 2.5 minutes.
Okay, well, thank you so much. That explains a lot for me.
Okay. I'm going to say, call back on Thursday. It's like, we'll be on here again. It's like on Saturday and also on Sunday. It's like, and we're working to get people on every day. So it's like, hope to hear from you again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
You too.
Oh, and 858. It's like, I'm not sure if you're one of the ones in the chat box here. It's like I'm not real.
That's me.
Not real. Okay. Let's see. I know to request a reading. It's like if you wanted to do that. If you want to do that with me, it's like that's where we go to get a hold of me at kcbirthcards@gmail. It's like just send that in there. Or my phone number, my business phone is 719-289-4907. Either or, like, you know, then I always say, you know, leave a message, leave your name again. It's 719-289-4907 or kcbirthcards@gmail.com. It's like I'm really bummed because it's like I was trying real hard to get to everybody here. We will be back on the air on Thursday. Let's see, my suggestion always is like, you know, call in a couple minutes early. We go from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock on Thursdays. And then Jethro is on a lot of times. He'll come on and tag team. Let's see, I lost him today. I'm not sure where in the world, what in the world happened. I think he was having phone problems. But he is also on Saturdays. I believe it's at noon. And then we have Sandra Green on Sundays at 3 o'clock. So if I can encourage you to call back, that's 773-897-6461. That would be, like, you know, really good. Oh, darn. Okay. But for right now, since I got you, let's see, let me go ahead. I'll go ahead with this until they cut me off. I'm thinking, yeah, it's like they haven't given me the announcement yet. So what is your birth? What's your birthday?
Me, it's February 24th, 1967.
February 24th of 1967. And it's like, and let me have your name real quick, too.
Jill.
Okay.
All J-I-L-L,
right. J-I-L, okay. Right. Okay, yep. Oh, yeah, I do see that in the chat box there. Okay. So some of these guys on here can chat and talk and do it all. It's like, I am still working on that. It's like, I'm usually a pretty good multitasker, but, you know, sometimes I'm like going, yes, I can only do so much there. Okay, 61, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. I think that's Year of the Rooster. Okay, my niece is born in 67. All righty, you are an Ace of Diamonds with a Five of Diamonds planetary ruler. That's cool. It's like, I've seen that. My oldest son is Ace of Diamonds. It's like a lot of creativity, a lot of innovation. And especially as an Aquarius, I'm going, yeah, well, that air sign, it's like, you got a lot of really good ideas. And it's like, I can tell you off the bat, it's like probably more than likely, of course, you Aquarius is fixed. So it's like you might not run out of steam so fast. But the diamonds people are what they call the adults of the deck. You know, yours is about, and diamonds are always about values. And it's like anytime you're in a relationship with someone, it's like the really funny of it is they say, well, if you're in a relationship with a diamond person, you got a price on your head, because they always kind of go, okay, what's the value of this person here, you know, in my life?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yours is, and it's called the Desire for Money and Love card. The inherent passion in this card is expressed in a variety of ways. It always seems difficult for you to have money and love at the same time, because your nature is to focus all yourself in one direction at a time to the exclusion of all those things you can really be focused. We find these people striving to attain one or both most of the time, and rarely having both. You can be impatient, selfish, or mercenary. You know, there's always that flip side of the coin there, or you can be the greatest
mm-hmm.
of givers. They're all kind-hearted. I was going to say Aquarius is usually the givers. I'm Aquarius. They all are kind-hearted on one level.
I'm a Pisces, aren't I?
Oh, are you Pisces? Oh, okay. All righty. Oh, see, that was... Oh, you're right on the... Oh, wait a minute. Let's see.
I'm on the cusp, yeah.
You're on the cusp, yeah. Okay, let's see. Let me look at that. Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Yep, you're into Pisces. You're right. Absolutely.
Good.
Okay. Oh, no, I suddenly changed.
All these years.
No. Which makes a lot of sense. What it just says here is like you got a strong Neptune influence, which Pisces is influenced by. That can give you high ideals to aspire, and it can lead you to doing great work or live in a big fantasy. So it's like you're gonna watch the Neptune stuff. Depends on
uh-huh.
the individual, just how you handle that Neptunian energy. You're creative, capable of working two jobs at once. You meet new people every day. And much of your good fortune comes from, you know, the people that you meet. You're ambitious. Most of you, you know, you got an artistic ability. Your
yes.
life can be a series of phone calls and communications of all sorts, usually a flurry of activity. Regardless of what you do, you see yourself as here to help the world and make an important contribution in the process. You're inclined to be psychic, and you're naturally attracted to
mm-hmm.
the metaphysical side of life. If
sure.
money or power does not take top priority in your values, you can have lives of great satisfaction and accomplishment, you know, when you tune into that other spiritual side. Ace of Diamonds in relationships. Mentioned earlier, the main challenge for Ace of Diamonds people in love is whether they will have to give up their careers to have the love they want. Romantically, sometimes you're indecisive, and it's like, and I know Pisces can really be that way. You can attract others, or, you know, or the flip side is you can attract other people that have difficulty making decisions or commitments. You'd like
right.
to be away from your loved ones a little bit, you know, for periods of time. Oftentimes you choose to love someone maybe who's not as available or will be away from a lot, either physically or emotionally.
Yeah.
Some cases, your partner spends a lot of time traveling and seeing the world. Many have said the Ace of Diamonds, okay, that would be a man, should never marry. It's like, oh, I disagree with that one. I want my son to marry and give me grandkids. Most Ace of Diamonds have endured at least one difficult divorce, something that was destined and yet not meant to be a curse on your whole life. You know, don't always do that. Seen successful Ace of Diamond marriages, but in those cases, the couple usually travels together. Their respective careers separate from each other, and it kind of seems to settle that that conflict that can be there. So it's like, you know, you're together as a couple, and yet you have, you know, kind of maybe not separate or different lives, but, you know, different diverse interests. Your Five of Diamonds as your planetary ruler. Key words for fives are freedom and adventure. Because you have the Five of Diamonds as your ruling card, two things are probably very important. You like travel. You like anything that is going to bring you fresh new experiences. You have a natural way of dealing with people that makes them feel at ease. For this reason and other reasons, you probably would do very well in sales work if you're not over there. You're seeking to broaden your understanding of life by having as many new and different experiences as possible. That's also another very Pisces thing. You might have trouble with any sort of commitment, sometimes in a relationship at work that may interfere interfere with your ability to have the experiences. So again, it's that duality. It's like, you know, I can have one but not the other. It's like, you know, and it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard to balance, you know, balance and juggle both. For it's like, you know, for the Ace of Diamonds people. Was there anything in particular you wanted to ask?
I'm just kind of lost right now. I'm kind of stuck in grief because my husband's just passed away after 18 years from cancer, and so I'm single parent to our 12-year-old son, and I don't have any other surviving family. My dad died when I was 3, my mom when I was 7, so it's just me and him now. I'm just kind of been stuck in it, so I just didn't know if you saw anything or if you can guide me in any way of what I'm
saying. Yeah, that's and I can appreciate that. It's like my husband died of brain cancer, and I had 3 to raise in the household, so it's like it was really a rodeo for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. Okay, and I got 90 seconds here. You know what, Jill? That's what I know, darn it. Really want to get to this. Shoot, it's like if you can maybe, you know, it's like, you know, try me at the Gmail or try me at the 719 number. Or, you know, if you can hang fire for 2 days, it's like, you know, going, oh, shoot. It's like, and that's hard to do when you're at where you're at. But I will be back in here at 1 o'clock. But, you know, give me a call, 719-289-4907. And, you know, we can visit a little bit. 60 seconds. Thank you very much.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay, well, thank you so much,
Shelley.
You betcha. You have a good one. Bye.
Bye.
And 301, it's like, let's see, 301, I'm going to have to get to you, rats, another day. It's like, so sorry, we're out of time here today. It's like, please do call back 773-897-6461, and I will try to make sure I'll look for your number. I see you're at 301-605-4069. Or if you want to try email, it's kcbirthcards@gmail.com or even jethrosmith.net is his website. And we'll be back on the air Thursday at 1 o'clock. 10 seconds. Okay. Anyway, thank you for calling in. I appreciate you holding. It's like, and we will hopefully catch you another day. All righty. Okay, well, thank you very much, everybody who has called in today. Psychics Gone Wild, and we will see you next time. Okay. Here we are. Okay.